Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Australia will join crisis talks in Jordan this week as concern grows over the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Early Childhood Education Minister Anne Alley will travel to Amman this week to join an international conference being hosted by Egypt, Jordan and the United Nations. In an interview with SBS, Dr. Alley has described the situation as catastrophic and said the government has been doing all it can.
We are focused on continuing to call for a ceasefire, continuing to provide, do our bit to provide aid, humanitarian aid to respond to the devastating crisis, and to working towards a two-state solution as the only pathway to an everlasting and sustainable peace.
The coalition has continued to defend its decision to scrap Australia's emissions targets as they now stand if it wins the next election. The coalition says nuclear energy is the best way to reduce emissions. Opposition climate change spokesperson Ted O'Brien has described the government's 2030 emissions targets as unattainable. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says their position makes no sense.
If you walk away from the Paris Accord, you'll be standing with Libya, Yemen and Iran and against all of our major trading partners and all of our important allies. Peter Dutton has never believed in taking action on climate change and the coalition have been a mess.
A Queensland school has apologised for a controversial student gender and sexuality contract it introduced 2 years ago. Brisbane's City Point Christian College has released a statement that says it now views that with regret. The contract had stipulated it would only enrol students on the basis of the gender that corresponds to their biological sex. Former teacher and parent Helen Clapham Burns says the statement is a step towards reconciliation between the school and the LGBTIQ plus community. Emergency services will soon begin assessing damage to river towns near Sydney as floods recede and residents return home. The Bureau of Meteorology is not forecasting any further significant falls over the next few days. The immediate threat of more damaging rainfall has also eased. But flood warnings remain in place at the Hawkesbury River, where 600 residents in low-lying areas were ordered to evacuate on Friday night. A supermarket giant has introduced new limits on the purchase of eggs following a bird flu outbreak in Victoria. Coles customers in every state and territory can now only buy a maximum of 2 egg cartons, with the exception of Western Australia. Agriculture Minister Murray Walt says it's a sensible approach.
The restriction on egg sales from Coles is obviously a precautionary measure, and I would certainly encourage everyone to be respectful when they're shopping.
Australians are being warned about a concerning rise in malicious viruses online that are hidden in email attachments and games. The Australian Federal Police says there's been a sharp increase in the number of remote active Trojans, or RATs. The viruses give third parties access to a person's personal information and online actions. Criminals have reportedly targeted popular games including RuneScape, Minecraft and Ark Survival. The Australian government has launched a new anti-vaping campaign. The ads will run across TV, social media, radio and cinema until December. Health Minister Mark Butler says the $63 million Give Up for Good advertising blitz will target the harmful impacts of vaping. Hundreds of Australians have been recognised in this year's King's Birthday Honours List. There's a number from migrant and minority communities among the 737 recipients this year. Among them is Dr. Carl Lee. He's been awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia. Dr. Lee helped to produce 10,000 face shields for hospital staff around Australia with funding from the Erebus Motorsports.
They're all donations, and I know that they were very well received. We got a lot of letters and emails back from intensive care units and EDs where they didn't have access to face shields.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.